This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we will be opening up the phone lines shortly, and we also have Harrison Smith coming in studio in an hour from now to talk shop with me on all of this. As well, we got Twitter about to change the logo. I'm going to tell you about that. Some other news out of the Biden campaign. Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. I'm sorry. I just the Biden baggie at the White House, that story just won't go away. And it shouldn't, by the way. Now, they're doing the same thing to RFK Jr. that they did to Donald Trump, and that's calling up anybody that knows him or any of his family that is willing to speak out negatively against him and then probably offering them money or jobs or some such form of payment. Or maybe like the Bidens, they get a nice Rolex, nice big pure diamonds. Maybe they get paid like the Bidens do, off the radar, under the table. But so now it's a grandson. And this is really just pathetic. So, but the left has now got an a JFK grandson to go after RFK Jr. And by the way, this will have absolutely no effect. This will have zero impact whatsoever. So you know what? Should I even air it? Just so you can see, just for proof that this is what they're doing to RFK Jr. Now, here is JFK's grandson endorsing Joe Biden.
Hi. I'm Jack Schlossberg. Okay. And I have something to say.
Oh.
President John F. Kennedy is my grandfather, and his legacy is important. It's about a lot more than Camelot.
You know, it's so funny here. Just go ahead and pause it. This is just pathetic. This is so pathetic. So I don't know this guy. Nobody knows of this guy. You don't know of this guy. And that's fine. He can live a private life. It's not necessarily an insult. But you've never heard of him, and now all of a sudden he wants to be a influence on your politics. And his whole selling point is JFK is my grandfather. So what have you done? Exactly. Oh, JFK is your grandfather, so I'm supposed to listen to you. Well, okay. All right. Well, what do you have to offer? Oh, I'm going to endorse Joe Biden. So you mean the family member of yours that's actually trying to uphold the Democrat Party values of your grandfather and the deep state that killed members of your family, RFK Jr. is trying to stand up to them, and your choice is to endorse Biden? Interesting. Interesting choice there. But you know what? I don't need to see anymore. So that's it. That's all the airtime. Because the story isn't who he is or what he's saying. The story is that they're going after RFK Jr. a lot like they went after Donald Trump. So he's the real deal. RFK Jr. is the real deal. They're not as scared of RFK Jr. as they are Donald Trump, at least right now. But there's no doubt they see the threat that RFK represents, specifically to Joe Biden and the Democrats during the nomination, or even furthermore, when the presidential election actually comes up, should he decide to leave and go third party. So they've got to do as much damage to RFK Jr. as possible. They have to do as much damage to him as possible, as quickly as possible, because all he's doing is gaining momentum. All he's doing is gaining popularity. And the more they attack him, the bigger his platform gets. I mean, RFK Jr. says the media is hitting him harder than Trump. I mean, he might be right, folks. Now, I would say that the corrupt bureaucrat administrative state is attacking Donald Trump more than RFK. But I mean, I think the media is attacking RFK more than Trump now. I think he's actually right. This is the same media that lies to you about everything. That's the election we deserve. RFK Jr. versus Donald Trump. That's an American on both sides, not a sellout, but an American. That's why they don't want him on there. That's why they don't want him in there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So Twitter, well, Elon Musk, rather, is about to change the Twitter logo. This actually has an impact. You might think it's trivial. I don't think so. But I might be the lunatic on this one. I might be in the lunatic fringe with my take on that. We're going to talk about that. We've also got some news out of Ukraine we're going to cover as well. Some other cultural news we'll be talking about with Harrison Smith in an hour, including some of the polls showing how Trump is surging and skyrocketing. And then we're also going to take your calls. And I do this about once a month, and it usually gets the same result, people calling in and confirming, but people wanting to talk about their own thing. So it's not the most effective practice, but I'll just say, what are you experiencing? You go out in public, you talk to people, you hear people talk. I mean, folks, I'm not trying to exaggerate here. I was at a ball game this weekend, and the entire section was like an Alex Jones show. I'm not even kidding. And I'm just sitting there. I'm sitting in the front row of this section. It's like six rows back, maybe. Maybe like 30, 40 people in this section. And, I mean, it was just like the whole thing was just Alex Jones left and right. I had a Trump hat on. Everybody loved the Trump hat. So, that is just undeniable real-world evidence that, yes, Trump did get the most votes ever of any other president, and yes, he is still the most popular president in modern American history, and yes, he is the most popular man running for president. Nobody else has that. Nobody else can do that. But beyond just Trump versus Biden or whoever, the fact that I'm hearing people talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Just at a ball game behind me, talking about, oh, wow, the economy got real bad after Biden got in. It's like, so, I mean, the awakening is on. So I want to take your calls on that if you're experiencing something similar. And, I mean, maybe I'll just tell the story of what happened. But, I mean, I'm just telling you, I'm at a ball game. I got a Trump hat on. A whole section sounds like a damn Alex Jones show going on behind me. I'm like, what the hell? Like, this woman is telling me she wants to send me classified documents that she gets from working at the Pentagon. I'm not even kidding you. I'm like, what in the hell is going on here? Am I at a baseball game or am I in the studio at InfoWars? What in the world? Folks, there were people debating flat Earth. What? So, it's on. The awakening is on. The human mind, the spark, the life force, the curiosity, the bewilderment, the wonderment. It's all returning. It's all coming back. The heartbeat of the human soul. We're breaking out of the trance. It feels good. Are you experiencing this? 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. We're going to take a ton of calls tonight right here on The Jones Show and into Sunday Night Live with Harrison Smith. But let me just tell you, I am not exaggerating. I've got multiple eyewitnesses. I've got even photo evidence. People wanting to take pictures with the Trump hat guy. It was crazy. I've never seen anything like that. And I, like I said, I do this about once a month. Maybe I'll go out and do something about once a month, or go out to a bar, go out to a ball game or something like that, and just kind of get a feel for things around me. I've probably gone to, I mean, really, 400 baseball games in my life. I have never 500. I mean, maybe sometimes in the booth, if I'm sitting in like a radio booth, you know, people will talk politics. I have never sat in a section of a baseball game where everybody is talking politics and it's just like a red pill festival happening. Crazy. I'm going to check out at the concession. The guy checking me out is like, "Hey, you got a nice hat, man." Gives me a fist bump. Crazy. But my guess is you're probably experiencing something similar. But that's the twilight zone that we're in. We know we were right. We've been proven right. We've won the political debate. We have the numbers. We have the momentum. We are the majority. We're just not getting the political results. So the gears start to shift. And we start to figure out why. What can we do? It's a slow burn to us that are impatient. It's a slow burn that have been watching this go on for decades. But the burn is heating up. Tell you, just wild. Just all ages too. All ages. Younger than me, older than me. Just crazy. Crazy. Couldn't make it up. Yeah, let me tell you. Back when Rob Dew and I went to the game, that was probably like 5 years ago now, with the Trump Hillary masks. Nobody was talking politics really. I mean, they liked our shirts and stuff, but this was It was totally different. But it was kind of, I guess that's a good comparison, though. We were popular then, too. We were in the majority then, too. Oh, man. So there you go. Now, let's pepper in some other news here before we do take your calls. Texas Governor Greg Abbott rejects Department of Justice demand to remove floating border barriers. We'll see you in court. So, I mean, how effective can these things really be? Well, I guess they're effective enough that the Biden DOJ wants to get rid of them. Because if you ask me, I would say, no, they're ugly. It's an eyesore. How effective is it? I think it's dumb. Put more barbed wire up. You just sent 500 Texas DPS agents to Austin to pull people over for traffic stops. Send them down to the border. Stop all the illegals coming in. But now it's the Biden DOJ that's livid because Greg Abbott is putting some barriers up at the southern border? Okay, well, I guess Abbott's on to something. I don't want to be the dog getting wagged by the tail, but I think it's a fair pressure point to say, well, gee, if the Biden administration hates it, maybe it's good. So it's kind of like I was skeptical of Greg Abbott sending all the illegal immigrants to New York and Chicago and Los Angeles, and then the left started complaining, and now they've shut down their cities for illegals. I'm like, oh, okay, gee, Greg, I guess you did do it then. All right, good job. So all he does is he puts up a floating barrier, essentially a floating wall, if you will, in between the United States and Mexico, and the Department of Justice demands he removes it. Why? Humanitarian concerns. They lie so much. A pregnant woman was crossing the southern border illegally. She crosses and she runs into barbed wire set up there to protect our border. She runs into it. And then the media says, Greg Abbott laid a trap that caught up a pregnant woman. Laid a trap. Laid a trap. If I break into somebody's house and the alarm goes off and maybe the owner comes out and shoots me or the cops show up and arrest me, oh, did I fall into a trap? Am I the victim? Oh, I fell into a trap. I broke into your house to rob everything and you shot me because your alarm system went off. Why did you trap me? Why doesn't the Department of Justice want a border? Why doesn't the Department of Justice want any barriers at the border? Why does the Department of Justice want the floating wall to be removed? Why? Is the Department of Justice profiting? Who wouldn't ask this? This is the most fair and obvious question to ask. Is the Department of Justice profiting off of illegal immigration? Is the Department of Justice running an illegal immigration pipeline that they are profiting off of? Is the Department of Justice profiting off of child sex trafficking and human trafficking going on at the southern border? Otherwise, why else wouldn't they want to stop it? It really is that basic. It really is that open and shut. That is the question that should be asked every time a member of the Biden administration or the Department of Justice ever does a press conference. But of course, they don't. You know, another debate I want to have. Is it time to impeach Joe Biden? I've been on the fence about this and mostly saying no. I am now changing my stance. I do believe it is time to impeach Joe Biden, but it needs to be done very strategically, very methodically and strategically. We'll talk about that as well when we come back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
On the screen, we've got a shiny chrome dome.
Told me to come in here.
We've got a shiny chrome dome here.
Told me to come in here.
Alex may or may not be in the room behind the studio working on the finishing touches of a new book. May or may not be.
I got a deadline of 3 days, so we had to cut it down from 800 pages to 500. And we're double sourcing everything. It's a really good book, really powerful.
Well, it's like there's so much information about how the globalists are trying to destroy America. How do you decide what's the most important?
Well, the craziest part is all their admissions. I mean, they just
their own documents.
Well, they're really getting arrogant now. Have you seen Harari? He's on the site today. Well, there's no globalists, no elite.
No such thing as a new world order.
He says these speeches like total elites will run everything. We will
have robots that will end the mosquitoes that will inject you with the vaccine. But
there is no freedom. You have no free will. You have no dignity. We rule you. We control you. A super elite will be the new gods. Remember his quote? I don't believe in Jesus in the clouds, but we will be gods in the clouds, the elite. But now he says there's no elite.
The one thing about them is they didn't have a very good disguise. I mean, you look at Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you look at Joe Biden, you look at Noah Harari, you look at Klaus Schwab. I mean, they look like the demon freakazoid tyrants that they are.
That's right.
You can't even hide that.
Noah Schroyer looks like the young, handsome Abraham Lincoln.
That's right. Well, they cloned
me. I look like a little bit overweight Lex Luthor. All right, I get back to work. Great job.
All right.
Hey, I appreciate it, everybody.
Go finish up that book. Awesome. Go finish up that book. Folks, you're going to be able to find that at InfoWarsStore.com, but he's got to finish it first, all right? So he can't be here in studio all day. He's got to go finish that book, but it'll be available for you at InfoWarsStore.com shortly. I can assure you, let's make it a New York Times bestseller when that day comes. But the Patriot Pride Month is live right now at InfoWarsStore.com, so you've already got huge discounts on top-selling, top-rated supplements. And, I mean, when you've got... You're looking at Russia, you're looking at China, you're looking at Taiwan, you're looking at Ukraine, and you got Joe Biden in the White House, folks. I'm telling you, Russia and China are going to be making big, massive moves in the next 12 months. They're going to make whatever their big strategic moves are before Biden, before the 2024 election, because they know Biden is weak and they probably both have Biden blackmailed. So whatever they're going to do in Taiwan and Ukraine, it's coming. Whatever they're going to do with the gold-backed currency and BRICS, it's coming. So I just think you need to be prepared. And quite frankly, I'm already prepared. Maybe even for myself, I guess you can never be over-prepared. But, I mean, I'm thinking about, like, I got emergency food supplies, but even I'm thinking, like, is it time to, do I need to get even more now? It's like, it feels instinctual, really. So we got 10% off all emergency food supplies right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You'd rather have it and not need it. Than need it and not have it. It's that obvious. It's insurance you can eat, and it's the highest quality storage as well. So you don't even have to worry about it, folks. It shows up, and it's ready to be stored. You don't even have to worry about getting it prepared to store. It's ready. It's storable food ready when it shows up to be stored or to be eaten. You can take it out on a camping trip. InfoWarsStore.com. Patriot Pride Month rolls on, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. And, hey, as long as you continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, Alex Jones is going to keep working and writing new books and launching new shows and doing everything he can to defeat these tyrants, as is his life mission. So, that's at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we're going to come back and take calls. We're going to be joined by Harrison Smith. But since I mentioned the NATO-Russia-Ukraine situation, there is some news here. And it's mostly just the same news that's been going on. And then your media lying to you about it, the American media, and the White House, the Biden administration lying to you. They had a new supply of Leopard and Bradley tanks show up for the Ukrainian army, and they were destroyed immediately. And it was 15 Leopard tanks, 20 Bradley tanks destroyed in one day. Large number of Western mercenaries eliminated. And everybody knew that was going to be the case. But who cares? Because I don't think Lindsey Graham owns any stock, and nobody Lindsey Graham knows owns any stock in any of the weapons manufacturers or contractors that are making more money than ever before. I'm sure that's not what's going on here. So they're really heartbroken that every time they send a new shipment of weapons and every time they send a new shipment of tanks, it either gets stolen or destroyed upon arrival. But see, you don't hear about that. Oh, did they make a big fuss about the Inspector General's report last week that most of the arms and ammunition and money that's gone into Ukraine, they can't track or trace? They don't know where it went. Oh! Yeah, that one kind of flew right under the radar, didn't it? Inspector General report, the ammunition and arms and money going to Ukraine is disappearing. How do you steal a fighter jet? How do you steal a fighter jet? How do you steal a shipment of 20,000 guns and 100,000 rounds of ammunition? They did a movie, actually, about that. It's called Lord of War. And you know the individual who was the Lord of War? He was Ukrainian. He was a Ukrainian. They did a lot of business in Ukraine. It's like they knew. So that's what's going on. A gigantic money laundering operation, a gigantic weapons laundering operation. $200 billion to Ukraine. It could have been brought right back here to the United States, and it would have improved our lives. But we should really just be improving the lives of the D.C. elites that don't care who they send to die or whose money they steal and give to themselves. Putin issues stark warning to Poland and NATO, so there's just more aggression going on there. Ukraine's lack of weaponry and training risks stalemate and fight with Russia. That's the Wall Street Journal today. Stalemate. 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 Yeah. Yeah, thank you for reminding me. Here, you want to see the video that explains the Ukraine-Russian war? It's Ukraine bashing its head against the Russians and not doing anything. And then America saying, no, bash harder, bash harder, bash, bash, bash. We'll bash for you. I mean, that's it. That is your war in Ukraine right there. Stalemate with Russia. Oh, it's a stalemate. It's a stalemate. Ukrainians are dying by the tens of thousands. Anybody volunteering for the Ukraine army is getting killed or captured almost immediately, having their legs blown off. It's cost the American people $200 billion. It's cost NATO some $50 billion probably. All the weapons, everything that's been stolen, laundered, blown up. And that's a stalemate. So I guess what? If Russia would have to blow Ukraine off the map and raise the Ukrainian flag in Kiev, I guess that would be a stalemate, or would that be a Russian victory? So this is a stalemate. So Ukraine is getting murdered and destroyed, and Ukraine is being set up for a fall, and weapons and money are being laundered, and that's a stalemate. Amazing. That's a stalemate. And now what is this from the U.S.? Not a good sign. Not a good sign. Once in a generation opportunity is what CIA chief William Burns says. The U.S. is recruiting spies in Russia. Once in a generation opportunity. Oh, once in a generation opportunity to step up for World War III for the most bloodlusting criminal elites in the history of this planet. Once in a generation opportunity. Step right up, folks. Step right up. The Biden administration will send you to Ukraine to die. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Step right up and stand right in front of those Russian bullets and missiles. And don't worry, because the ammunition and the arms that we sent you didn't show up, and the tanks are all blown up too. But step right up. Step right up. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to die for Lindsey Graham and Joe Biden. And now a leaked video shows retired four-star General McChrystal claims that the U.S. behind Nord Stream pipeline bombing. Yeah, we all knew it. It's a war crime. Biden did it, but the media just covered up for him.
It's been 3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock. The amazing 30 parts per million, highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses. Back in stock, limited supply, InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And it's a very limited supply, but we have it back. InfoWarsStore.com, silver bullet, colloidal silver. The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, has returned. Silver Bullet is the answer. through Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet returns to InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got callers on the line. We got Harrison Smith coming up in studio. We got lots of live InfoWars transmission remaining. I want to talk about Twitter changing its logo to an X. I want to talk about what we need to do as far as the impeachment of Joe Biden is concerned. But we do have callers on the line. And so I see a couple callers on this. And let me just, without being too redundant, I do this about once a month or so as kind of a barometer from what I'm seeing, what you're seeing. But I was at a ball game this weekend, and I had a Trump hat on, and I'm not even kidding you. We're not even talking politics. We're there minding our own business. I'm there with some friends. And, like, the whole section sounds like Alex Jones, people talking about Trump, people talking about Epstein didn't kill himself, deep state, 9/11 inside job, like, going into detail. So I'm like, what in the heck is going on? And then the situation just got totally out of control when I caught a foul ball with a Trump hat on. And then there was a little girl whose birthday it was, gave her the ball. There was a whole thing, and it was the guy in the Trump hat, and everybody wanted a picture. So it's like, I felt I'm in a ball game. Usually that's not my political element. I'm just there with friends, and now it's, oh, wow. It's like, hey. It's like, everybody here knows what I know. Everybody here understands what I understand. Everybody here is getting it. Wow. This is reassuring. But my guess is your experience that. What about your friends? What about your family? You go out, you see this. I have never in my life. So aside from working baseball games in a booth or something, if I'm sitting in the stands, probably hundreds of baseball games, I have never ever heard a section of people sounding like Alex Jones before. But this weekend sure did. So let's go to Trent in Texas to lead us off tonight. Trent, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, yes, sir. Am I loud and clear?
You are.
Cool. So basically, I had a guy working for me today. He's vaccine damaged. His hands, he can't feel anything. It feels like either electrical burst and fire in his fingertips from it. My mother, she has had cysts on her ovaries form and 3 strokes in just less than 2 years from just taking one shot. And everybody that I encounter, everyone, they all don't like Joe Biden. I couldn't find a Joe Biden voter unless he's wearing a mask. There's 2 dudes that actually go to
I guess, yeah, that's store. One way. If they have a face mask on, they probably vote Joe Biden.
Yes, sir. At the corner store around from my house, there's a guy who regularly comes in, and I wear that, you know, mask-free. I have a medical condition. And he was like, dude, what does that mean? I'm like, the mask is an IQ test. If you wear it, you're not that smart. And I apologize. I'm not trying to insult you. But it's a serious deal, and the only way you get serious change is by putting serious things in people's faces, especially if they're, like you said, and everyone else is saying, hypnotized or brainwashed, which is coincidentally what everything is right now. And circles is really the truth. Everything is connected. From the educational system being destroyed for children. And I'm the guy who writes the children's books, by the way.
We met last summer.
Yes, sir, and I hope to be there again. I have a badass little gift bag for you, sir. Yes, sir. The 150-year plan that the Rothschild family and everybody has had for the beginning, before World War II, you know, the censorship of Nikola Tesla, which is immense. You know, there's so much technology out there that could potentially actually make communism work. And I'm not a communist. I don't believe in that crap. I'm just saying that there's technology that could be from outer space or that exists that could at least make all of our lives a lot better.
No, see, but you actually bring up an important point, and I don't want to pontificate on this too much, but you're absolutely right. It's why I say this all the time. If you're a communist in America, then you should love the free market system. It's the best system you have to be a successful communist. You can form your own commune. You can form your own communist society. You guys can pool the money, buy a house, whatever. That's the best way to actually be a communist is in the free market. But you're taking it one step further, and you're just thinking pragmatically. And this is another great response that I would love to have from or to get to liberals is, hey, look. If you want to talk about free health care or free this or free that or whatever, I'm not for it. I'm not for government freebies. Nothing is free. But if you start the conversation by saying, hey, we just sent $200 billion to Ukraine. Instead, let's bring that it domestically and help Americans. Well, okay, now maybe you're actually speaking my language and we can do something. But you notice that's never where the conversation begins. It always begins with, we need to take more of your money, Trent.
Yes, sir. It does.
Well, I'm broke. I don't know. We're all broke now living in Biden's America. So I don't know what the hell they want from us. They're bleeding us dry. Hey, Trent, I hope we see you again. We're going to have more details. I got to take another call, man. We're going to have a ton of calls tonight. I hope I see you at the Summerfest coming up on the weekend of August 12th, the American Liberty Awards. We'll have more on that later. But, Trent, I can't stick with you. We got so many calls. Let's go to Robert in Alabama. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I was listening to you before you took the calls. You said, I want to hear what you're seeing on the streets. And I already thought of my topic, how everyone, you know, we're all Alex Jones. And then sure enough, you said it. Now, anywhere you go, you hear people saying everything Alex Jones has been saying for you know, two decades.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like I'm sitting in a ball game, and the section, it sounds like I'm listening to an Alex Jones show.
Yeah, I worked at the for the Oakland A's for 4 years, and I had never heard anyone, especially that part of California, sound anything like a patriot or anyone who's a populist. And, you know, it's amazing, you know, all the things that are happening would make the average person lose hope, but there's so many of us opening our eyes every day, and, you know, it's going to come to the point.
Well, I see it everywhere, and look, I would never ask people to do something I wouldn't do, and I get why people don't want to walk around with a political message on their shirt, and that's fine. But I'm telling you, folks, now's the time to pressure test it. Now is the time to pressure test it. I don't walk around in a Trump hat very often. In fact, the only reason I decided to wear it to the game because I've been very proud of what Trump has done recently. I like the way he's blown up the Sound of Freedom. I like the way he screened it. I like his policy, death penalty to child sex traffickers. I'm like, yeah, Trump's kicking ass. I'm wearing my Trump hat today. It felt good. And then to have the response like that. So I'm just telling you, now's the time to pressure test. Now's the time. Now's the time to put your message out there. Now's the time to show courage. Now's the time to show bravery. It's contagious, and it's time to start the momentum now. Now, I understand not everybody likes Trump and doesn't want to vote for Trump. That's fine. He's going to get the nomination, so you'll have to deal with it when that moment comes. And I understand a lot of people like RFK Jr., and that's fine, too. I think he's great. Very important man to support right now, but the Democrats are going to steal it from him. So I'm just saying, pragmatically, now's the time to do the pressure tests. And start wearing messages around and just getting the momentum going so that other people feel that, oh, I am in the majority. Oh, people do think like me. I don't have to be scared to talk about this. Okay, thank you for the call, Robert. Apparently, I got something going on with Sean in England here. The crew's telling me I need to jump to Sean. So, Sean, what is the situation you have?
Oh, hi there, Owen. No, you don't need to jump to me, especially. I wanted to answer the subject you put out about how awake people are. And give this out of the view from over here. Of course, we've got idiots running around with the whole, just stop oil, please, just stop.
Okay, so how bad is that? Because, I mean, I see 4 or 5 videos a day where they're getting dragged off the street.
Well, yeah, this is the kind of thing that's going to make people become more awake because it's pushing all the wrong buttons. There is a small minority of people that go along with that, and they are very disruptive, and they are extremely unpopular. And even lead eventually to people questioning the whole climate question itself. In fact, just stop oil might actually achieve the biggest defeat, and then people may realize that the whole thing is a scam because of what they're doing.
Yeah.
But that is waking more people up, definitely. I think generally we're probably getting to the limit, both here and over there, of how many people you can wake up. Do you know what I mean? I think the if you're not going to wake up now in this environment...
Well, I saw that the conservative parties in Spain are barnstorming right now and making big headway. And I saw the same thing in Europe, in Germany, where there's a famous soccer player that they're going after, Ozil, right now, who had some tattoo on his chest, and they're saying, oh my gosh, he's a conservative, he's right-wing, we have to destroy him. I mean, who knows, these people freak out at sidewalk talk. So that just shows there is a threat to the leftist power structure.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We finally have our original best-selling colloidal silver back in stock. With the supply chain breakdowns and all the problems of the economy, we could not get the highest quality colloidal silver for almost 3 years back in stock. But now we've got it. 30 parts per million from the top lab. We got a limited shipment. Hopefully we'll have a lot of it in the future. But if you want to experience and have in your medicine cabinet, have in your preparedness arsenal, high-quality colloidal silver from the best manufacturer. We have it right now, private labeled, under the name Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited supply, 30% off, InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet. Research colloidal silver, find out what a game changer it is, and then get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, back in stock, 30% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Couple more calls here, then Harrison Smith is going to join me in studio. We're going to talk about Elon Musk changing Twitter's name and logo. We're going to talk about, should we impeach Joe Biden? I say yes, but it needs to be very methodical, very strategic. I'll explain that as well as some other news. We will take calls as well. I'm going to take calls the rest of this segment, and then we'll do a couple, we'll do calls as well with Harrison after we chop it up. But let's go back to the phone lines here, and let's go to Brandon in North Dakota. Brandon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Owen, you there?
Yes, we have you.
Hey, bud. Greetings to you. Greetings to Harrison and Alex as well. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Big fan of the show and the store. Turbo Force Plus all the way. Just wanted to give you some feedback on was up to the Minot State Fair or North Dakota State Fair, Minot, North Dakota, yesterday. Two very positive responses to the Alex Jones for President 2024 shirt, a couple fist bumps and all that. And then just to recap, I was wearing the same shirt at the Independence Day Parade, Mandan, North Dakota, and took a mini frisbee to the groin, which, you know, had a little bit of humor to that, but
you didn't have to admit that.
So, yeah. All in all, some positive, some negative. I try to make it quick and succinct. But, again, just appreciate all you guys do. Just keep on rocking the free world. I do have a guest suggestion, if you wouldn't mind bouncing me over.
Well, you obviously, you're a listener of InfoWars. You wore the Alex Jones shirt. You use our supplements. So, obviously, your groin area is a large target. So, we can understand why the mini disc. I can relate. But, yeah, no, go ahead.
Oh, I just have one guest suggestion, if you wouldn't mind parking me with some folks that could take that info. It was an individual that was highlighted back in April, just a deal that Alex highlighted.
And what, who is it again?
It was an Instagram profile, a gal called Valor for Freedom. She did a little blurb on, or she had a video on the appeal, and I think she'd be an awesome person to have on as just a guest, whether it be Zoom call or whichever, but just throwing that out there.
All right. The crew will take note of that, and we'll see if we can make that happen, Brandon. Thank you for the call. Let's go to John in Florida now. Oh, there's two. We have two Johns in Florida. I'm sorry. I did not mean to gaslight the other John. I'll take you next then. First John in Florida, go ahead.
Me first.
You're up.
There?
Yeah.
Hey, Owen. Yeah, I just want to talk to you about Trump and all the, I guess I would say it's the Stockholm Syndrome and all the Trump supporters. I voted for him. I went to his rallies. My whole family voted for him. But when I see what the guy produced, which was nothing less of just mediocre D-minus, I would say, in his presidency. He said he was going to get to the bottom of 9/11. He said he was going to do something about the deep state, and none of that really ever occurred. And then when I hear Patrick Burns come out...
Well, let me just stop right there. Let me just respond one second at a time. I don't think it's fair to say that Trump did nothing to the deep state. If nothing means totally exposing them, well, then he totally exposed them. And to say, if you want to give Trump's presidency a D-minus, then that's fine. But here's the thing that's completely undeniable. The economy under Trump was much better, and that means so much for the average American. That means so much for our prosperity and our future. That alone is something that is noteworthy. I understand why people might not want to vote Trump or have a sour taste in their mouth for Trump, but I'm just a pragmatic person, and he's the best shot we got right now.
Okay, and I understand that, and I know where it comes from. And like I saw reports of him taking, 388 days on vacation out of one administration and all the money it cost. And I don't care about the money. He raked in billions of dollars from China. There's no contention on that. But the fact of the matter is when you've got him pushing these vaccines, you've got him going berserk and saying he took the booster on O'Reilly's show and all that. And then you got Burns saying, that was on Alex the other day, hey, listen, we gave him the layout. He could have done this. He could have stopped the elections. He could have had a full recount. He could have redone the elections. He didn't do anything about that. All he's worried about is just, I guess, hype. He says he's going to lock Joe Biden up now. What happened to the last one he said he was going to lock up?
Well, I would just say this. If Trump does none of that, but at least gives us a good economy again for 4 years, then it's still worth it to me because, again, like I said, from a pragmatic standpoint, I just don't see any other option.
Well, I mean, RFK sounds good. I just don't trust the Democrat Party. And
exactly. They're never going to let him get in on the Democrat ticket, and he's not popular enough to win third party.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think hands down, Trump's going to win it in a landslide as far as the nomination. But, I mean, if they took it from him and he had the opportunity back then, that's called draining the swamp. That's called
let me just ask you this then, because there's no denying what you're saying is true, obviously. Now, let's say Trump gets back in there and actually does arrest people and actually does do some of the stuff that he said he was going to do and didn't. I mean, do you think there's any chance of that? Do you have any hope that that's the case? Or are you just saying, nope, no chance, no hope, never going to happen?
Yeah, as far as him actually doing something about it now?
You have no faith.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, if he wins again, I mean, you almost have to, I mean, he's got to come up with more about talking about Hunter and this and that. I want to hear what he's actually going to do. I mean, we've already heard the rhetoric and all that. And I know with politics, you got to say something. But when I heard that Burns interview with Alex Jones the other day, and he was with Sidney, and they were all sitting down, they all had it laid out of what to do, and the guy basically allows January 6th to happen.
Well,
and
look, Trump has to make his own decisions, whether they're good or bad. He makes his own decisions, and that can't be said for many people in Washington, D.C. So that alone, I feel, is a positive. But I understand the frustration. Believe me, I get the frustration. I think Trump made the decision where he said, you know what, I'm not going to be the one that does this. If I stand up for the stolen election or whatever, it's just going to cause more problems. That's the decision he made. Whether it's good or bad, that's the decision he made. And so now here we are. John, thank you for the call. Let's go to the other John in Florida. We had a bit of a confusion here. This is the other John in Florida. John, Florida, go ahead.
Owen. This is John. I'm calling from Northport, Florida. I live in a Democrat city. The person that used to work for Obama is now our city manager, and we have mostly all Democrats that are running our city. What happened to us last year was a nightmare for myself and my wife. My wife was headbutted, and a man pulled a gun at her head for taking four pictures of a drainage pipe right next to our house. We called the police department for help on a 911 call. The police come, and they never helped us. I have them all on body cam. They called my wife a effing, you know, I hate to say it, but a slut on body cam. And it was a nightmare for myself and my wife, and the police never helped us. We have all the proof, all the documentation. They wrote up a false report to make us look like the bad people because I still believe because where I live, and we don't have no police record. My wife was never arrested. She never had a speeding ticket, nothing. And it's a sad situation. We just bought a shotgun, a double barrel shotgun, to protect us because we can't call the police. And then we come to find out it's not just me; it's other people. There's six police officers going to court this year in Tampa, Florida, where they let a dog rip a guy's arm off, and they texted about it, and they were happy about it that they did this.
All right. So well, you got a bit of a problem there. I'll explain why I'm asking this, but are you black or are you white or are you Mexican or what is your ethnicity? What's your skin color?
I'm a white male.
Okay. Trump, that's your problem.
And I'm a Trump supporter.
Yeah. And, oh geez. Yeah. See, because here's the thing: if you were a minority and you brought this story to the liberal media or some liberal attorney, they would make it a top story and say how you got abused and your wife was, shamed or whatever. You know, look at this racism. But because you're white, you need to just shut up, okay?
Yep. It's a sad situation. We keep fighting, but, they just 2 months ago, they threw a woman down. They choked the woman. They threw her down to the ground. And it's just going to continue.
I'm telling you, we've been talking about this, John. Thank you for the call. I'm not trying to be all doom and gloom, and I can still go out in Austin, Texas and get a nice steak dinner, and, I don't have to experience too much. I mean, I'm probably going to see a homeless guy naked, probably going to get panhandled five times and probably see, four cop cars pulling people over. But, I mean, I can still go out to dinner and enjoy a night, but it's just, man, these Democrat-run cities, folks, they really are becoming Mad Max Thunderdome, right? I'm telling you. It's insane. We'll talk more about that with Harrison Smith coming up in studio. Sunday Night Live coming up right here on Band.Video. Don't go anywhere. Harrison Smith joining me in studio. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. This show still exists thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. The Patriot Pride Month sale rolls on while supplies last. A lot of popular supplements selling out right now, so get to InfoWarsStore.com before it all sells out.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.